Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is the third hour of the Rob Brown Radio Program, the four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment underway right now. And I just realized that because I'm broadcasting remote and because I can't perform with my usual amount of volume and candor, my excited voice when I'm in Florida, Lonzo, is definitely FM rock DJ style. And it's a little aggravating, to be honest.
Why? I mean,
because I'm not an FM rock DJ.
Yeah, but I think everyone in radio has a little bit of that want in them to be spinning them hits. I mean, come on.
Spinning that hit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate, where we're spinning them hits every weekday from 6 until 10 a.m. commercial free.
Award-winning hits. Yeah, we're not commercial-free, but yeah.
We're not commercial-free, but we are award-winning. Welcome back, folks. Great to have you. I am Rob. He is the great one, Lonzo. We are kind of bouncing all over the place this AM, talking a little bit of anything and everything. I was going through, because I am bad at my job and forgot to open the text line earlier this morning, which is now officially opened at 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air.
Text line is a place of doom. That's the reason why I played that.
I'm going to tell you right now. It is. That's okay though. This morning, despite the fact that Fridays for this show are meant for the intent and purposes of getting weird, the doom and gloom.
I'm sorry she drowned you out. She does that sometimes.
It's okay. If I'm going to get drowned out on my own radio show, I prefer it to be by Rebecca Black, you know, like the diva that she is, the absolute goddess of music that is Rebecca Black. If I'm going to get drowned out, that's how it should happen.
Wonder what she's doing these days.
Singing about other days of the week. Her new hit, Tuesday, coming out next week.
Tuesday's already been done. Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday's gone.
And Tuesday's gone with the wind, actually. Wednesday.
Here's my question.
There's no Wednesday songs, are there?
I was going to ask, are there any songs about Wednesday? Because it feels like Wednesday, like genuinely Wednesday's the worst day of the week, right? Like objectively.
Yeah, but no Thursday songs either, I don't think. So Wednesday
there's
and Thursday.
There's got to be a song about Thursday somewhere. Let's see. Jack Hartman has a song called Today is Wednesday. Macklemore. Okay. Nope. There is a popular song. Macklemore has a song called Wednesday Morning. So there is at least one.
Macklemore. Yeah. Like one hit. Right. So, I mean, but at least there's a song out there that's from an artist that is known. Okay.
Apparently, there's a band called Josh and Melon that has a song called Thursday Night. Harry Nilsson has a song called Thursday. Why I Didn't Go to Work.
Harry Nilsson, Cats in the Cradle, I believe. Yes.
That's why the name stuck out. Yes, so there you go. So there are songs about every day of the week, and Rebecca Black only has two of them. Get it together, Becky. We need a Tuesday song from Becky Black. It needs to happen. It happens. Jacob texted the show and said, Rob, most rap songs are about humping day. That's a good text, Jacob. That's a good text.
Well done. Very good text. And very accurate, I believe.
Yeah. It's a very good text. I like that text a lot. Texter says, Rob, did you see Alexi Lawless post-game going off? That dude was angry. I'm not going to spend too much more time on soccer. I'm not. But I am going to go ahead and get it out of the way now and just finish it and move on, because I don't want Lonzo to hurt himself rolling his eyes any harder than he already has. But yes, Texter, I did. Because after the game was over, I turned off my radio in the rig, in the truck, on the drive home. And when I got here, as I lay my sweet head down for my evening slumber, Rob Brown is I'm a background noise when I go to sleep guy, right? Like, I gotta have background noise. I have played in a rock band for 17 years. I have tinnitus, and it's pretty gnarly at night. So I gotta have background noise. I gotta have a little music playing or the TV on. I gotta have something. And so what I decided that I was gonna do was I was going to turn on the television and check in the world of sports, just to find out what else I had missed during my drive home, since I had a radio show to do this morning. And I came across, as I did, the rants of one former United States men's national team player, Alexi Lawless. And I am going to tell you that about 99% of Alexi Lawless's take I despise, okay? And I'll tell you why. I'm just going to call it what it is. When Alexi Lawless worked for ESPN, I liked Alexi Lawless a lot, because Alexi Lawless was measured and he was nuanced and he was efficient. He was good. And then he jumped over to another network. And when he got to the new network, he jumped into the embrace debate culture. He realized, oh, Skip and Steven are making a lot of money by saying dumb things as if they're good takes. And they get paid a lot of money for that. I'll be the soccer version of that. And congrats to him. Hate the player, hate the game, not the player. Alexi Lawless has become that. He became a guy that just fires off questionable and objectionable takes about U.S. soccer in order to get his clicks and tweets. And it works, because here I am talking about them. Please do not pay attention to them. They're bad takes. It is very, very rare that Alexi Lawless says something that I go, great take, Alexi. Great take. That's a good take. I agree. Here's what I'll say about Alexi. I know that his character on television is a fraud. And I know it's a fraud because every now and then he has moments like he did last night, where the passion for U.S. soccer shines through his bullcrap. And it happened last night. Every now and then, the passion and the care that he has for this team and for this country shines through the fabricated, manufactured, engagement farm industry, thanks JJ Redick, BS, that is largely Alexi Lawless's entire career after he left ESPN. And last night was one of those nights. Last night was one of those nights that you could tell his anger about what we saw on the field shined through his otherwise traditionally fabricated takes. His anger about what we saw on the pitch was more than the fabricated garbage that he puts out there most of the time in order to get internet clicks and attention. And I know that Because also me. It's rare. But like I said in the last segment, Monday's going to be a very tough day for me. It's going to be a tough day for me because I'm going to have to do something that I don't think I've ever done before. I have to root against my own country. I have to root against my own team. You know how And those of you that are parents, you may understand it. Those of you that were kids, which I think was all of us, but those of us that were kids at some point, that were fortunate enough to be brought up in a loving home. I know I'm very lucky in that regard. Do you remember the worst punishment that you ever took? And if you're a parent, do you remember the worst punishment that you ever had to dish out to your kids? I'm not going to ask you to specify, but do you remember a time where you had to dish out like a particularly severe punishment to a child in your life?
Any punishment is severe to me. Anytime you have to chastise your children. So
fair enough. I can remember one specifically.
I remember taking that punishment. It was my entire childhood.
Fair enough. I'm glad you turned out sort of okay. When I was growing up, I was a pretty good kid. All right. But I was also kind of an idiot. I still am, but I was then too. And I remember one particular punishment. I had done something very dumb with a neighbor down the street named Jared Boswell. And he and I did something really, really stupid. And we got in trouble. And this would have been about 1993, 94. I was probably 9-10 years old at the time. We did something very dumb, Jared Boswell and I did. And it was the only time, great one, that I had discipline taken out upon me with a belt. All right. It was the one time I took a whooping. Because again, I was a pretty good kid. I didn't really break the rules.
I had one of those broken over me before. It can be done. And no, I mean, the belt broke in half. But I think everyone wants to know, as we approach 500 views for some reason, I think everyone wants to know, what did you do? Statute of limitations. It was 30 years ago. You're probably good. Probably.
Fair enough. The neighbor, Jared Boswell, and I decided that we were going to go out with hairspray and a lighter, and we were going to light anthills on fire, and we burnt down an entire construction lot. It was pretty bad. Well, let me say that. The lot was still had like trees and woods. Like, they weren't building anything on it yet, but they were getting ready to clear it to build a house. And we kind of started a pretty decent size, like a 2 fire truck forest fire on accident. So it was dumb. All right. I get it.
Should I find the arsonist's lullaby by, you know, what's his name to play?
No, we're just going to pretend I never acknowledged that on the radio is what we're going to do. Yeah. So
kids do that stuff sometimes, and it got out of hand. And
it was dumb.
You deserved a belt over that.
I did. Okay. And I know that now. I recognize that. So I got the belt, and I very much remember my old man using the phrase, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you." And I remember, maybe not saying out loud, because again, the old man had the whooping belt, saying, "Yeah, no, I doubt that, because I'm about to get whooped across the rear end with a belt and you're holding the belt. I think mine's going to hurt more." I didn't understand what "this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you" meant. What it meant was it was going to be emotionally wrecking to him to have to discipline his child, a child that he loved, and he did. A child that he loved, to discipline his child that harshly was going to make him an emotional wreck. But he also understood that that was something that needed to be done to teach me a lesson, to be a better person, to be a smarter person, to think through my decisions in the future. It didn't work, obviously. Here I am. But you get the point, right? That's where I am right now with U.S. soccer. I am in the "this hurts me more than it hurts you" phase of U.S. soccer, because I'm looking at it and I'm going that I know on Monday when that game rolls around, and I am not going to put on red, white, and blue, and I am not going to go meet my friends at the local watering hole, and I am not going to be loaning my support from 15 hours away to the boys playing at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, I am going to be actively rooting against a group of young men that I have been actively rooting for about 20 years of my life at this point. I have to root for a team that I love to lose. This is going to hurt me more than anything else does. It is going to hurt me more than a loss to Panama. It is going to hurt me more than a loss to Colombia. It is going to hurt me more than any L I've ever watched this team take. But it is because sometimes pain teaches you a lesson. Sometimes discipline, a punishment, teaches you a lesson. And an embarrassment may teach U.S. soccer a lesson here. An embarrassment may teach the players a lesson. An embarrassment may force U.S. soccer to make a change that needed to be changed, needed to be made years ago, because they're just out of excuses if we lose this game. That being said, here's a question for you guys. Hit me on the text line, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, at 71307, or tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. Have you ever been in a position before where you rooted for your team to lose? Because I can't remember ever having done this before. Have you ever been, whatever sport, whatever level, your college football team, your NFL team, your NBA team, your MLB team, have you ever been in a spot where, based on the circumstances, the situation your team was in, you were actively rooting for your own team to live? Is this anything you've ever experienced before, Lonzo? Have you ever been in a spot where you looked at one of your favorite teams and said, it's gonna suck, but I hope we lose today?
Yeah, I wanted the Panthers to lose so they could get CJ Stroud, but we see how that worked out.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I don't think I have. Even when there are NFL draft picks on the line, I've never been team tank. Even when I needed a new NBA coach, I've never been team tank. Looking at you, every coach for the Pelicans ever.
So you haven't been that. Oh, I know it's reverse psychology, so I'm going to root for my team to lose, because if I root for them to lose, they're going to win. Because that sounds like
honestly, if I get to that spot, I genuinely say, you know what, this means I still want to. Like, it's kind of like a jinx, right? Like, if you say the thing and you jinx, it's a jinx. But if you can't force a jinx. You can't say the opposite thing to cause a jinx, because you still mean you want the other thing to happen. You can't force the curse. You just naturally have it.
I thought of another. I wanted Will Muschamp to lose so he would be gone.
That was the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was the first one in my mind. My first thought was, I bet there are some Gamecocks that were actively rooting for the Gamecocks to lose some games to force Will Muschamp out. I'd be willing to bet that was the case. 71307, start your text with FAN. Have you ever rooted for a team that you love to lose? Have you ever rooted for another team to beat your team because you knew in the long run that would make your team better? That's where I am with U.S. soccer. On Monday, I will be rooting for my own country, a country that I love, a country that I support, a country whose every international team I go hard in the metaphorical paint for. I hope Uruguay kicks our asses on Monday, because while it will sting, we'll be better for it in the long run. We will. No, Tommy, you have not been, you are not up with me. I've been up 4 hours now, but I love you, and that's why I'm here in town to play some music this weekend. I'm in Pensacola, Florida. Lonzo back in the Palatial Fan Upstate Studios in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm done with soccer because I would like to find my zen when we come back. So let's talk about the Braves, shall we, on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yet or not, but now you all know who the current lead singer of Jefferson Starship is, if you were curious, if you needed to know.
You have to say it again, because we were not up yet. So
good. Well, then you don't know that it's David Freeberg is the current lead vocalist for Jefferson Starship, who I'll be opening for tonight down here in Pensacola. Looking forward to that. Gonna be a good weekend of music for the I don't know. I've come close a couple of times.
You should plug the show. I mean, there's over 500 people watching. I gotta believe a lot of it has to do with Florida. There's people in the area might want to come and see the guys.
I think so. If you're down in the Sunshine State between, say, Panama City and Pensacola, the boys tonight gotta be opening up at the Destin Whiskey Festival. Also tomorrow night, because hey, I can't get in trouble. They're not in the market. Juana's Pagoda, Our favorite little tiki dive bar in Navarre Beach, Florida, will be playing at tomorrow night and then again Sunday afternoon. If you happen to be listening in the Florida area, come on out, see the band.
What is the band's name? Because you never said the band.
Shenanigans.
There we go.
How appropriate. How fitting. I know. Should I, great one, should I go live on my social media from the show tomorrow night? Like, I'm not going to go live on the station page.
Yeah, I would stay away from the station's page. But why not?
Because I will acknowledge our nighttime shows, I wouldn't label them family friendly. All right, they're definitely a show for grownups.
It is an FCC violation run rampant.
Correct. We would not be able to play our show on the radio. I'll just put it that way. Should I go live on the Rob Brown Show social media tomorrow and let people have a little behind the scenes look at a shenanigan show from down in the Florida Panhandle?
I would say do it early, though.
The latest part of the show is the most fun. No, that's where the journey comes in.
Yeah, but that's when you're making decisions that maybe you shouldn't make on social media. So I'm just saying, unless you have someone there to help you out, which you could.
Well, I can go ahead and tell you, because we do play again Sunday, and it's a daytime show on Sunday. Rob is not going to be unloading the problems of the world into the bottom of a barrel of Jägermeister on Saturday.
Okay.
Like, he's got to remain calmish on Saturday. So it's not going to be like, I'm not going to be tanked. I'm going to have, I'm going to have like a Bahama Mama because I'm on the beach. But I'll tell you what, here's what I'll do.
You can still rock though, right? I mean, you don't need all that to rock, right?
I mean, my man, it is 8:30 in the morning and I'm rocking right now. The rock never stops. We built this city on rock and roll. I'll tell you what I'll do. Tomorrow night at the Juana's, if you'd like to check it out, follow me on either Instagram or Twitter at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show on Instagram and Twitter. And I will go live for, say, like half an hour of the show tomorrow. So if you want to see what the band looks and sounds like, since we've yet to book a gig up, we need to book a gig up in Greenville. We've not booked a gig in Greenville. We need to change that. But if you've not gotten a chance to see the band, I'll tell you what I do. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook at The Rob Brown Show, look up The Rob Brown Show on any of those social medias, and I will do, let's say, about a half an hour of towards the end of the show tomorrow night, so you guys can get a little taste of what the shenanigans is all about.
I'll have to check it out after, but I've seen bits and pieces.
Well, I mean, it might be in your time zone because, like, 11 o'clock here is 10 o'clock there.
Oh, okay.
Your bedtime.
No, I was more thinking about, I got this other thing that I'm doing during a certain time on Saturday nights, and it sounded like it was
going to hit right in there.
9.
That ends at 9 o'clock.
Which would be 8
Eastern,
there.
Which is 8 o'clock here. I'll tell you what.
I'm good.
I'll tell you what. I will go live, great one, for the opening of the second set, which is 1 hour after your show ends on Saturday. So that'll give you time to get to the house and get your popcorn ready.
Okay. All right. I can throw it up on the big screen too.
I'm even gonna bring my fancy cell phone clamp and I'm gonna put it up at the top of the bar so you can actually see it. I'm gonna do that just for you, pal.
Sweet. I feel so blessed, and everyone else gets to be a part of it too.
Yes, and all the rest of you can enjoy. Follow me on social media at The Rob Brown Show. And I would say if you want to dig the band, check out the social media around 10:15 or so on Saturday night, y'all's time. I think that's around the time we take our break, but I'll go live when we come back from our, we only take one break. We play 2 hours, take a break, play 2 hours. I will come back to the second set with going live.
Hey, Rob,
so that those of you that ask can check it out.
Hey, Rob, this is the first time you played since all the weight loss, right?
It is.
Wow.
It is. That is correct.
So you're going to have a different kind of conditioning coming up. I mean, you're gonna feel looser. You're gonna be able to move around better. All that kind
of
stuff.
I'm still out of shape. I'm just the shape that I'm in is less round now. That's
you,
all.
You might do something crazy.
I made no promises. It's also the first show I've played since early February. So it's been a minute.
You're not doing any AC/DC, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh no.
Yes, I am.
But you got Monday to recover. So.
I got Monday to recover. That's exactly right. All right. We got a bunch more we need to get into. Shane says stage dive. I'm not going to stage dive, but since I've killed this segment effectively, I will tell you a quick story that Tommy Siren in the chat's the bassist / organizer of everything band. And he's got video of it somewhere. We did a show, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, great one, that I think we were doing AC/DC, and I hit one of the scream notes at the end of the song, and I passed out and fell off the front of a stage. That's happened. I blacked out on stage and fell face first. Fortunately, it was at Juana's, where the area in front of the stage is beach, so it's sand, so I fell face first into the sand, but I will tell you.
After people stopped laughing, did they finally turn you over so you could breathe? I mean,
No. Let me tell you what happened so I can at least try to salvage some dignity as I'm just outing all of my worst stories here on the show today. To salvage some dignity, I went face first in the sand in a blackout. Not, for the record, was not drinking. I just screamed so much I ran out of oxygen in my brain, okay? I was not even drinking that night. Ran out of oxygen, face first. When I came to, I turned around and looked up, and as I tried to figure out why am I on the ground when I was just on the stage last, I remember, and I saw the other three members of the band, not the drummer, staring off the stage, looking at me into the mic. I said, "Why did you stop? Play the song." They finished the song. I finished the song, and then we just all pretended like nothing ever happened. Until the footage started making the YouTube rounds a couple of days later.
Well, they probably wanted to make sure that you didn't die. I mean, that's probably, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, we got a show to do, man.
Obviously,
we got a show to do.
They didn't care enough to come off the stage, but they was like, did he do that on purpose? That would be my first thought. Did he just do that on purpose?
Yeah, I played it off as a stage dive, except for I was told that I crashed down onto like a 60-year-old woman who was in front of the stage.
Oh, no.
So, oops, my bad.
Well, hey, I'm glad you had someone to break your fall. I mean, you know, that helps.
I did. I did. All right. When we come back here in just a minute, the NFL Network has released what they have labeled the Mount Rushmore of all 32 teams in the NFL, the four most important and impactful players of every team in the National Football League. So who did the NFL place on the Mount Rushmore of the Carolina Panthers. We will address that when we come back. We'll give you the Mount Rushmores of a couple of the other popular teams in the area, and we will see who you agree with and who you disagree with on some NFL Mount Rushmores, according to the NFL Network, when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown and the great one, Lonzo, with you. Happy Friday, my dudes and dudettes. I am Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, back in the network studio in the upstate of South Carolina. I'm coming to you live from the beaches of Pensacola, Florida. Just as a brief reminder, off on Monday, as I will be driving back to the upstate on Monday. So we are off on Monday. We will return on Tuesday and Wednesday. We are all off on Thursday as we celebrate our nation's independence on the 4th of July. We then will be back on Friday. And while we are talking about it, let you know that coming up in July, the final full week of July, the 23rd, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, we will be live at ACC Media Days up in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday, the 22nd. The Rob Brown Show will be live in the AM, Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole will be live that evening. On the 23rd, the Rob Brown Show and Wire to Wire will be live at ACC Media Days. On Wednesday, the Rob Brown Show will not be live, because Lonzo and Rob will be recovering for very different reasons from the Creed show that is on that Tuesday evening. So we will be off on Wednesday the 24th. However, Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel will be live at ACC Media Days on Wednesday. And then on Thursday morning, we will make our triumphant return as we are live from ACC Media Days Thursday, July 25th. That is Clemson's day. So we will be hopefully grabbing some interviews with Dabo Swinney and some of the other leaders and vets of that football team. And then we will have those interviews for you when we make our return. So the 22nd, 23rd, and 25th, the Rob Brown Show will be live from ACC Media Days. The 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel, our afternoon co-parts, D-Train and C-Money, will be live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Hey, as we get closer to the Creed concert, I'm going to need some help about how to behave and what concert etiquette is, because I've only been to Christian rock concerts. I've never been to an actual secular, what I would call, and a lot of people do, secular rock concerts. So I don't know what the proper behavior is, and I'm going to need some assistance, because I don't want to stand out because I'm not doing things, you know, or just some things I won't do. All right.
Don't worry. You know, I'm here to make your life better, buddy.
So I should watch you and Keegan and some of the other guys and go, okay, that's who I need to emulate.
I'm here to help. Absolutely. I am going full Florida man that day. All right. The NFL Net has put out its Mount Rushmore of every NFL team through 2024. Now, the Mount Rushmore discussion is absolutely what Rob Brown refers to as peak off-season radio. It's a conversation that effectively allows anything to be discussed. Hey, what's your Mount Rushmore of cereal? What's your Mount Rushmore of sports movies, right? It allows you to effectively force people into power rankings, selecting four of anything. But when the NFL Network does it about NFL teams, I kind of think it's worth the discussion. So, Lonzo, if I asked you to name the Mount Rushmore of Carolina Panthers all time, what names would you give me?
Everyone called Steve. All right.
Well, there is a Steve on the NFL's Carolina Panther Mount Rushmore. Obviously, Steve Smith Jr. I'm glad to know that you were going to put Steve Wilkes on that Mount Rushmore, though. He did a very good job as the interim coach.
We're talking about players. We're not talking about coaches as far as players go. Who was that Cajun quarterback that led him to the first Super Bowl?
Oh, old Jake Delhomme.
Jake Delhomme. Yeah, yeah. I put Jake on there. I can't remember his name, but I know he was Cajun.
There is a quarterback Kevin Green. On the NFL Network.
I'll put Kevin Green on there.
Kevin Green, we are both putting on there, not just because he was a Carolina Panther, but also a WWE superstar for a very long time.
Yeah.
I will also tell you that Kevin Green lives down here in the Florida Panhandle. I've met him a number of times. He's a stellar human being, for the record. Terrifying.
Did he lose the hair? Did he lose the hair? I'm guessing he lost the hair.
I don't know. In fairness, it's been a long time since I've seen Kevin Green, but a good dude. Good dude. Anyway, here are the four Panthers that the NFL Network has placed on the Carolina Panther Mount Rushmore as determined by the NFL Net. They have on it Steve Smith Sr. They have on it Luke Kuechly.
They have on it
Cam Newton, and they have on it Julius Peppers as the fourth Carolina Panther on their Mount Rushmore. Does anybody not belong? Is there anybody that you would like to substitute out? Great one.
Why isn't Reggie White on there?
I'm not in charge of making this one.
So I guess if great players come through, but they're not like originals, maybe they're just going with originals. And if so,
I think that would probably be a theory.
All right. If so, I get it. I don't know of anybody else who should be on there. You got to put Kuechly on. Maybe Christian McCaffrey, but I get he plays somewhere else right now.
Yeah, and I would also argue that as good as McCaffrey has been, I think he comes off the list of Panther Mount Rushmores because even though it has only been a year, great one, I think he's a better 49er than he ever was a Panther. And that's not to say he wasn't a great Panther. He was. But San Francisco unlocked Christian McCaffrey. They kept him healthy. They kept him uninjured. Outside of the fumble last year, Christian McCaffrey looked better as a Niner than he ever, no matter how good he was as a Panther, he looked better as a Niner than he did as a Panther. So I don't think that I can put him on that list, to be honest.
How about Tim Biakabatuka?
Oh, what a name. I remember Biakabatuka. Here's one that some folks online were suggesting. And I find this one interesting because I don't know who I would take off. We know Steve Smith Sr.'s got to be on it, right? Like every Panther agrees Steve Smith's got to be on it,
right? If not, he'll beat you up. He knows where you live.
Yeah, correct. He's terrifying. I am going to say Steve Smith has to be on it. A lot of folks are going to argue with this. I think they're wrong. I think Cam Newton has to be on this list. I don't think you can have this list without Cam Newton. I know that a lot of people are mad about the business decision in the Super Bowl, and that is fine, but I think Cam Newton did enough to drag this franchise out of the depths that it was in post-Jake Delhomme that Cam's got to be on it. I do think, honestly, Julius Peppers has to be on it. I would make the argument right now that while I do think Steve Smith Sr. is going to join him, Julius Peppers is the only... Is there another Carolina Panther you can think of that's Hall of Fame caliber, Lonzo? Because I can't. I think Julius Peppers is the only Hall of Famer for the Carolina Panthers right now.
Such a large human being, too.
He's gigantic, yeah. For sure. I think Julius Peppers... So the only guy that I think you could theoretically take off of the Mount Rushmore that this organization put together would be Luke Kuechly. I love Luke Kuechly. You love Luke Kuechly. We love Luke Kuechly. But Kuechly stepping away earlier in his career than he made, and again, for justifiable
understandable you're not reason. Taking Kuechly off of there. You're not. By the way, apologies. Kevin Green passed away in 2020.
Yeah, that's right. I thought so when we were talking about it, but I could not remember. So Is Luke Kuechly on this list? Because Luke Kuechly was a genuine Carolina Panther Mount Rushmore caliber player? Or is Luke Kuechly on this list because he was a genuine fan favorite of the Carolina Panthers? I think I can justify putting him on there as a player, but I really think if there's a sentimental pick on this list, it's Luke Kuechly.
It's not sentimental. I mean, arguably on the list to me is the best out of all those guys. I mean, Kuechly was an amazing player. If he would just have learned how to not play as hard as he did, maybe he'd still be playing right now.
Yeah, but I'd also make the argument that if Luke Kuechly didn't play the way that Luke Kuechly played, he wouldn't have been Luke Kuechly, right? Like, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The only reason he's there is because he played like only Luke Kuechly could. And just so we are very clear, at heart, I am a New Orleans Saints fan. And I will tell you, Luke Kuechly is on a short list of players that played for divisional rivals that I love. I did. I like Lou. I liked when he was actively playing and actively kicking my favorite team's ass repeatedly. I actively enjoyed watching Luke Kuechly play, even when he was going to destroy my Saints. Luke Kuechly is one of my favorite NFL players of all time. I think it's fair to put him on this list. I'm going to tell you, there are some names that I think I would give honorable mention to. I think Dan Morgan gets an honorable mention, especially if he does well as the GM. I do think Jake Delhomme gets an honorable mention. Moose Muhammad, I think, gets honorable mention. I don't think we could come up with a better four on the Mount Rushmore than the NFL Net did, to be honest. The only guy I would think maybe I could replace somebody with would be Sam Mills. That's the only guy that I could think of. But I also, and this might just be, and I'll ask you if I'm blinded here, Sam Mills is a New Orleans Saint to me, not a Carolina Panther. I know he meant the world to Carolina, but I don't know if he goes on the Mount Rushmore when New Orleans could theoretically put him on theirs as well.
Yeah, but you'd have to take somebody else off to put him on. And you cannot take Kuechly off of there.
Here's what I'll say. If you can't take Luke Kuechly off this list, then the list is without a doubt Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, and Smith. I honestly went through and looked at all 32 of the Mount Rushmores the NFL Net released yesterday. There's a handful that I genuinely have a problem with. I think they got it wrong. I don't think that they got the Carolina Panthers wrong. I honestly think if you're going to do a Mount Rushmore of Panthers, Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, and Smith are absolutely the four. Honorable mention to Sam Mills. Honorable mention to Jake Delhomme. Honorable mention to Muhammad. But I think Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, and Smith are the four. If anybody would like to agree or disagree, shoot us a text on the text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with Fan FAN. Here's one in regard to that topic, Lonzo. Quote, if you don't try to recover a fumble in the Super Bowl, no matter who you are and no matter what team, you're not on their Mount Rushmore. I told you we were going to get one of those.
Yeah, but his hats are awesome. So, I mean, That might cancel it out, the hats.
I don't have the stones to pull off a Cam Newton hat, and I got the stones to pull off a lot. You're not wrong. Trey said, I think Greg Olsen might get into the Hall of Fame when you consider his broadcast career. T. Swizzle said, y'all sleeping on Greg Olsen. Listen, you remember that list of players I said that played for divisional opponents that I absolutely adore? Greg Olsen is on that list for the Carolina Panthers. Here's my question. If you want Greg Olsen on, who are you taking off? I'm not taking Steve Smith off. I think Julius Peppers is the only legitimate Hall of Famer wearing a Carolina Panther logo. Would you take Cam Newton off for Greg Olsen? Or would you take Luke Kuechly off for Greg Olsen. I love Greg Olsen, Lonzo. I'll put him in the honorable mention column, but I can't remove Keekly, Newton Peppers, or Smith for Greg Olsen as much as I love Greg Olsen.
I can't put Greg Olsen in there because of Jeremy Shockey.
Because of Jeremy Shockey?
Who is a better tight end to me.
Oh, I mean, and to me. He won a Super Bowl in New Orleans. Let's go. Hey, we got to run into a break. So there's my question.
Man, people hate Cam Newton. They really do. And he got the Panthers to a Super Bowl. I mean, come on, guys.
T Swizzle on the stream chat said, Scam Newton had a few good years. That's it. So are we taking Cam Newton off of the Panther Mount Rushmore, according to the NFL Network? Shoot us your text, 71307. Start your text with fan. We'll read some more of them when we come back on the air. 1 hour left of the Rob Brown Show, and it comes after Lonzo sets the tone for that last hour with this Sports Flash.
I don't know if I can take the pressure, yo. A jury has decided that the NFL will pay $4.7 billion in damages in the NFL Sunday ticket lawsuit after deliberating for nearly 5 hours. The jury decided the NFL caused damages by airing out-of-market games on Sunday ticket at an inflated price and restricted access by only airing on a satellite provider. Damages can be tripled under an antitrust violation, meaning the league could be responsible for just under $15 billion. Dollars, though the NFL is appealing the verdict. The Atlanta Braves wasted a gem of a performance from Chris Sale with a 1-0 loss. Rob wrote that. I would never say that. To the Chicago White Sox yesterday. Sale went 7 innings, striking out 11 and giving up just 4 hits. Atlanta managed only 3 hits in the game, going 3 for 27. Atlanta falls to 44-35 and remains 8 back of Philly in the NL East.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown and the great one Lonzo with you. Happy Friday, my dudes and dudettes. I am Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo, back in the network studio in the upstate of South Carolina. I'm coming to you live from the beaches of Pensacola, Florida. Just as a brief reminder, off on Monday, as I will be driving back to the upstate on Monday. So we are off on Monday. We will return on Tuesday and Wednesday. We are all off on Thursday as we celebrate our nation's independence on the 4th of July. We then will be back on Friday. And while we are talking about it, let you know that coming up in July, the final full week of July, the 23rd, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, we will be live at ACC Media Days up in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday the 22nd. The Rob Brown Show will be live in the AM, Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole will be live that evening. On the 23rd, the Rob Brown Show and Wire to Wire will be live at ACC Media Days. On Wednesday, the Rob Brown Show will not be live because Lonzo and Rob will be recovering for very different reasons from the Creed show that is on that Tuesday evening. So we will be off on Wednesday the 24th. However, Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel will be live at ACC Media Days on Wednesday. And then on Thursday morning, we will make our triumphant return as we are live from ACC Media Days Thursday, July 25th. That is Clemson's day. So we will be hopefully grabbing some interviews with Dabo Swinney and some of the other leaders and vets of that football team. And then we will have those interviews for you when we make our return. So the 22nd, 23rd, and 25th, the Rob Brown Show will be live from ACC Media Days. The 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel, our afternoon co-parts, D-Train and C-Money, will be live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Hey, as we get closer to the Creed concert, I'm going to need some help about how to behave. And what concert etiquette is, because I've only been to Christian rock concerts. I've never been to an actual secular, what I would call, and a lot of people do, secular rock concerts. So I don't know what the proper behavior is, and I'm going to need some assistance because I don't want to stand out because I'm not doing things, you know, or just some things I won't do. All right,
don't worry, you know. I'm here to make your life better, buddy.
So I should watch you and Keegan and some of the other guys and go, okay, that's who I need to emulate?
I'm here to help. Absolutely. I am going full Florida man that day. All right. The NFL Net has put out its Mount Rushmore of every NFL team through 2024. Now, the Mount Rushmore discussion is absolutely what Rob Brown refers to as peak off-season radio. It's a conversation that effectively allows anything to be discussed. Hey, what's your Mount Rushmore of cereal? What's your Mount Rushmore of sports movies, right? It allows you to effectively force people into power rankings selecting four of anything. But when the NFL Network does it about NFL teams, I kind of think it's worth the discussion. So, Lonzo, if I asked you to name the Mount Rushmore of Carolina Panthers all time, what names would you give me?
Everyone called Steve. All right.
Well, there is a Steve on the NFL's Carolina Panther Mount Rushmore. Obviously, Steve Smith Jr. I'm glad to know that you were going to put Steve Wilkes on that Mount Rushmore, though. He did a very good job as the interim coach.
Talking about players. We're not talking about coaches as far as players go. Who was that Cajun quarterback that led him to the first Super Bowl?
Oh, old Jake Delhomme?
Jake Delhomme. Yeah, yeah. I put Jake on there. I can't remember his name, but I know he was Cajun.
There is a quarterback on the NFL Network.
I'll put Kevin Green on there.
Kevin Green, we are both putting on there, not just because he was a Carolina Panther, but also a WWE superstar for a very long time.
Yeah.
I will also tell you that Kevin Green lives down here in the Florida Panhandle. I've met him a number of times. He's a stellar human being, for the record. Terrifying.
Did he lose a hair? Did he lose the hair? I'm guessing he lost the hair.
I don't know. In fairness, it's been a long time since I've seen Kevin Green, but a good dude. Good dude. Anyway, here are the four Panthers that the NFL Network has placed on the Carolina Panther Mount Rushmore as determined by the NFL Net. They have on it Steve Smith Sr. They have on it Luke Kuechly.
They have on it
Cam Newton, and they have on it Julius Peppers as the fourth Carolina Panther on their Mount Rushmore. Does anybody not belong? Is there anybody that you would like to substitute out? Great one.
Why isn't Reggie White on there?
I'm not in charge of making this one.
So I guess if great players come through, but they're not like originals, maybe they're just going with originals. And if so,
I think that would probably be a theory.
All right. If so, I get it. I don't know of anybody else who should be on there. You got to put Kuechly on. Maybe Christian McCaffrey, but I get he plays somewhere else right now.
Yeah, and I would also argue that as good as McCaffrey has been, I think he comes off the list of Panther Mount Rushmores because even though it has only been a year, great one, I think he's a better 49er than he ever was a Panther. And that's not to say he wasn't a great Panther. He was, but San Francisco unlocked Christian McCaffrey. They kept him healthy. They kept him uninjured. Outside of the fumble last year, Christian McCaffrey looked better as a Niner than he ever, no matter how good he was as a Panther, he looked better as a Niner than he did as a Panther. So I don't think that I can put him on that list, to be honest.
How about Tim Biakabatuka?
Oh, what a name. I remember Biakabatuka. I will. Here's one that some folks online were suggesting. And I find this one interesting because I don't know who I would take off. We know Steve Smith Sr.'s got to be on it, right? Like every Panther agrees Steve Smith's got to be on it,
right? If not, he'll beat you up. He knows where you live.
Yeah. Correct. He's terrifying. I am going to say Steve Smith has to be on it. A lot of folks are going to argue with this. I think they're wrong. I think Cam Newton has to be on this list. I don't think you can have this list without Cam Newton. I know that a lot of people are mad about the business decision in the Super Bowl, and that is fine, but I think Cam Newton did enough to drag this franchise out of the depths that it was in post Jake Delhomme that Cam's got to be on it. I do think, honestly, Julius Peppers has to be on it. I would make the argument right now that while I do think Steve Smith Sr. is going to join him, Julius Peppers is the only... Is there another Carolina Panther you can think of that's Hall of Fame caliber, Lonzo? Because I can't. I think Julius Peppers is the only Hall of Famer for the Carolina Panthers right now.
Such a large human being, too.
He's gigantic, yeah. For sure. I think Julius Peppers... So the only guy that I think you could theoretically take off of the Mount Rushmore that this organization put together would be Luke Kuechly. I love Luke Kuechly. You love Luke Kuechly. We love Luke Kuechly. But Kuechly stepping away earlier in his career than he made, and again, for justifiable
understandable you're not reason. Taking Kuechly off of there. You're not. By the way, apologies. Kevin Green passed away in 2020.
Yeah, that's right. I thought so when we were talking about it, but I could not remember. So is Luke Kuechly on this list because Luke Kuechly was a genuine Carolina Panther Mount Rushmore caliber player, or is Luke Kuechly on this list because he was a genuine fan favorite of the Carolina Panthers? I think I can justify putting him on there as a player, but I really think if there's a sentimental pick on this list, it's Luke Kuechly.
It's right? It's not sentimental. I mean, arguably on the list to me is the best out of all those guys. I mean, Kuechly was an amazing player. If he would just learned how to not play as hard as he did, maybe he'd still be playing right now.
Yeah, but I'd also make the argument that if Luke Kuechly didn't play the way that Luke Kuechly played, he wouldn't have been Luke Kuechly, right? Like, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The only reason he's there is because he played like only Luke Kuechly could. And just so we are very clear, I am, at heart, a New Orleans Saints fan. And I will tell you, Luke Kuechly is on a short list of players that played for divisional rivals that I love. I did. I like Lou. I liked when he was actively playing and actively kicking my favorite team's ass repeatedly. I actively enjoyed watching Luke Kuechly play, even when he was going to destroy my Saints. Luke Kuechly is one of my favorite NFL players of all time. I think it's fair to put him on this list. I honestly need to stop. I'm going to tell you, some names that I think I would give honorable mention to. I think Dan Morgan gets an honorable mention, especially if he does well as the GM. I do think Jake Delhomme gets an honorable mention. I think Moose Muhammad, I think, gets honorable mention. I don't think we could come up with a better four on the Mount Rushmore than the NFL Net did, to be honest. The only guy I would think maybe I could replace somebody with would be Sam Mills. That's the only guy that I could think of. But I also, and this might just be, and I'll ask you if I'm blinded here, Sam Mills is a New Orleans Saint to me, not a Carolina Panther. I know he meant the world to Carolina, but I don't know if he goes on the Mount Rushmore when New Orleans could theoretically put him on theirs as well.
Yeah, but you'd have to take somebody else off to put him on. And you cannot take Kuechly off of there.
Here's what I'll say. If you can't take Luke Kuechly off this list, then the list is without a doubt Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, and Smith. I honestly went through and looked at all 32 of the Mount Rushmores the NFL Net released yesterday. There's a handful that I genuinely have a problem with. I think they got it wrong. I don't think that they got the Carolina Panthers wrong. I honestly think if you're going to do a Mount Rushmore of Panthers, Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, and Smith are absolutely the four. Honorable mention to Sam Mills. Honorable mention to Jake Delhomme. Honorable mention to Muhammad. But I think Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, and Smith are the four. If anybody would like to agree or disagree, shoot us a text on the text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with Fan FAN. Here's one in regard to that topic, Lonzo. Quote, if you don't try to recover a fumble in the Super Bowl, no matter who you are and no matter what team, you're not on their Mount Rushmore. I told you we were going to get one of those.
Yeah, but his hats are awesome. So, I mean, that might cancel it out, the hats.
I don't have the stones to pull off a Cam Newton hat, and I got the stones to pull off a lot. You're not wrong. Trey said, I think Greg Olsen might get into the Hall of Fame when you consider his broadcast career. T. Swizzle said, y'all sleeping on Greg Olsen. Listen, you remember that list of players I said that played for divisional opponents that I absolutely adore? Greg Olsen is on that list for the Carolina Panthers. Here's my question. If you want Greg Olsen on, who are you taking off? I'm not taking Steve Smith off. I think Julius Peppers is the only legitimate Hall of Famer wearing a Carolina Panther logo. Would you take Cam Newton off for Greg Olsen, or would you take Luke Kuechly off for Greg Olsen? I love Greg Olsen, Lonzo. I'll put him in the honorable mention column, but I can't remove Kuechly, Newton, Peppers, or Smith for Greg Olsen as much as I love Greg Olsen.
I can't put Greg Olsen in there because of Jeremy Shockey.
Because of Jeremy Shockey?
Who is a better tight end to me.
Oh, I mean, and to me. He won a Super Bowl in New Orleans. Let's go. Hey, we got to run into a break. So there's my question.
Man, people hate Cam Newton. They really do. And he got the Panthers to a Super Bowl. I mean, come on, guys.
T. Swizzle on the stream chat said, Cam Newton had a few good years. That's it. So are we taking Cam Newton off of the Panther Mount Rushmore, according to the NFL Network? Shoot us your text, 71307. Start your text with Fan. We'll read some more of them when we come back on the air. 1 hour left of the Rob Brown Show, and it comes after Lonzo sets the tone for that last hour with this Sports Flash.
I don't know if I can take the pressure, yo. A jury has decided that the NFL will pay $4.7 billion in damages in the NFL Sunday Ticket lawsuit after deliberating for nearly 5 hours. The jury decided the NFL caused damages by airing out-of-market games on Sunday Ticket at an inflated price and restricted access by only airing on a satellite provider. Damages can be tripled under an antitrust violation, meaning the league could be responsible for just under $15 billion dollars, though the NFL is appealing the verdict. The Atlanta Braves wasted a gem of a performance from Chris Sale with a 1-0 loss. Rob wrote that. I would never say that. To the Chicago White Sox yesterday, Sale went 7 innings, striking out 11 and giving up just 4 hits. Atlanta managed only 3 hits in the game, going 3 for 27. Atlanta falls to 44-35 and remains 8 back of Philly in the NL East.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.